going after people who are engaged in peaceful protest. He has talked about locking people up because they disagree with him. This is a democracy.
Trump took questions from Hispanic voters during a Univision town hall. The Los Angeles Archdiocese making another large payment to victims of sexual abuse by the clergy. The $880 million settlement payment comes against decades of allegations. And three people died, four were seriously hurt when a bridge being prepared for demolition collapsed in Simpson County, Mississippi. This is ABC News. Despite calls for clemency from dozens of lawmakers in Texas across the political spectrum, as well as doctors and judges, a man convicted in the death of his two-year-old son is set to be put to death today.
This is Jim Ryan. Shaken baby syndrome has been largely discredited as junk science, and the Texas House Committee on Criminal Jurisprudence met yesterday to discuss Robert Roberson's conviction. As a strong supporter of the death penalty, committee member Brian Harrison says, nonetheless,
I think it is incumbent upon us to be the most vigilant in ensuring that innocent people are never subjected to it.
The committee voted unanimously to subpoena Roberson to appear at another hearing next Monday. He's to be put to death this evening. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Police in Tennessee now say FEMA workers trying to help victims of Hurricane Helene were harassed by people with guns. Nobody was hurt. And the TSA is advising people to leave their swords at home after stopping a woman at LaGuardia Airport with a samurai sword. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Beret, and it is Northern Wisconsin needs.
And now a look at today's funeral notices.
Raymond Sonny Frank Trimble, age 65, of Butternut, died unexpectedly at his home on Tuesday, October 15th. He is survived by his wife, Lori, of Butternut, and by his daughter, Chrissy Trimble, of Park Falls, and by his brother, Bob Trimble, of Loyal, by his sister Jill Cook of Lima, Ohio, by Mary Lisa McNellage of Spicewood, Texas, and by Sharon Hargraw of Gilbert, Arizona, further survived by many nieces, nephews, brothers, and sisters. Funeral service will be held at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Butternut on Saturday, October 26th at 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation to be held Friday, October 25th at the church from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. with a prayer vigil at 7 p.m. and on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Raymond Sonny Frank Trimble, age 65, of Butternut. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Workers at the Miller Brewery in Milwaukee have ended their week-long strike. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Milwaukee machinists and Molson Coors have reached a deal. Both the company and the union are expressing satisfaction with the new three-year agreement. Specific terms have not been made public. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The number of absentee ballot drop boxes has gone way down in Wisconsin from 4 years ago. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says there were more than 500 drop boxes in more than 430 communities 4 years ago. Now she can only confirm about 78 of them in 42 communities. While that is a steep drop, the number could be higher because there is no requirement for the state's 1,850 local election officials to report the use of drop boxes, according to Wolf. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers with a new place kicker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers signed place kicker Brandon McManus after he was cleared by the NFL last week. Two flight attendants aboard a Jaguars team plane to London last year accused McManus of sexual assault. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says he trusts the league's findings.
Yeah, I think I'm, you know, going through the details with them. And I'm not going to get into the details, but we felt very good about their investigation and what they got out of it to make us comfortable with this move.
McManus worked out with the team and says he's grateful to be back in the NFL.
It's been a difficult time this past couple months, and I'm happy that it's in the past now. I was hoping and working hard for another opportunity. I'm extremely grateful for the Green Bay Packers for giving me that next chance to come back out here and play the game I love.
NBA, the Bucks and the Mavericks tonight in Dallas in the final preseason game. Doc Rivers hoping his team improves on defense. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
In some local sports notes, we've got high school football tonight. This game was originally scheduled for Saturday, but the WIAA moved the game to Thursday due to strength of schedule tiebreakers that could be in effect for other eight-man teams concerning the playoffs. So Shawamigan and Phillips will play tonight, and that'll be at McDonald Field here in Park Falls. We'll have it for you 7 o'clock. Steve Jetland will bring you the call of that game tonight. We've got conference cross-country going on. The Shawamigan cross-country team will run at the Merriwood Conference Championships hosted by Prentice. And that will be coming up today. And also the Butternut cross-country team running their cross-country conference championships also today. That'll be in Hurley. We wish the best to a couple of area tennis players beginning their state tournament run today. It runs through Saturday. Sarah Barton of Lakeland, she comes in as one of the top eight seeds in the division. In singles and in doubles, Alyssa Erickson along with Lila Biller, doubles team, made it to state. The Lakeland boys soccer team will hit the road in Antigo today. Lakeland girls swim team at Medford. Lakeland girls volleyball will play host to Stratford. Brackets are out for girls volleyball, just released yesterday. We'll run through those a little later this morning on the sports tomorrow morning. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1156.
Alexis Merritt with Northwoods Realty. This 4-bed, 2-bath home in the village of Butternut has great potential. The first floor features a spacious kitchen, laundry room, formal dining room, large living room, plus a bonus room. Upstairs leads you to 4 large bedrooms and a full bath. Property also features a full unfinished basement and space to build a small garage. This home is ready for your vision. Don't miss the chance to make it your own. Call me at 815-527-1546 to view this property now.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, and don't forget your visiting family, we have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. We sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Sunny and windy today, our high right around 65 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, clear breezy, 44. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
I went to work for her that summer. I
teenage kid so far from home. She was a lonely widow woman, hell-bent to make it on her own. We were 1,000 miles from nowhere, wheat fields as far as I could see, both needing something from each other, not knowing yet what that might be. Till she came to me one evening, hot cup of coffee and a smile, in a dress that I was certain she hadn't worn in quite a while. There was a difference in her laughter, there was a softness in her eyes, and on the air there was a hunger even a boy could recognize. She had a need to feel the thunder, to chase the lightning from the sky, to watch a storm with all its wonder raging in her lover's eye. She had to ride the heat of passion like a comet burning bright, rushing along in the wind out where only dreams had been, burning both ends of the night. That summer wind was all around me, nothing between us but the night. When I told her that I'd never, she softly whispered, "That's alright." And then I watched her hands of leather turn to velvet in a touch. There's never been another summer when I have ever learned so much. We had a need to feel the thunder, chase the lightning from the sky, to watch a storm with all its wonder raging in each other's eyes. We had to ride the heat of passion like a comet burning bright, rushing headlong in the wind out where only dreams had been, burning both ends of the night. The sweat, the moonlight, and the lace. And I have rarely held another when I haven't seen her face. And every time I pass a wheat field, watch it dancing with the wind. Although I know it isn't real, I just can't help but feel her hungry arms again. Had a need to feel the thunder, to chase the lightning from the sky, to watch a storm with all its wonder raging in her lover's eye. She had to ride the heat of passion like a comet burning bright, rushing headlong in the wind out where only dreams had been, burning both ends along in the wind out where only dreams have been, burning both ends of the
met you, girl, you've been on my brain. I can't think of nothing else but you all night and day. It's like I got a first class seat up on Ozzy's train. It's driving me
insane.
5150, somebody call the po-po. I'm going crazy, think about you, baby. 5150, just a side of loco. I'm going crazy, think I love you, baby. Your number, girl, I gotta call you up. I gotta get you riding shotgun in my truck. This little bit of you I got, it ain't good enough. Yeah, you got me all messed up. 5150, somebody call the po-po. I'm going crazy, think about you, baby. 5150, just a side of loco. Crazy, think I love you, baby. Cause I ain't never felt like this, no. And I just need one kiss from you, and I'll be good as new. If I don't get some of your sweet loving, don't tell. Somebody call the po-po. Think I'm losing my mind, girl. 5150, just a side of loco. Yeah, 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 yeah. 5150, somebody call the po-po. I'm going crazy, think about you, baby. 5150, spinning my head like a yo-yo. I'm going crazy, think I love you, baby.
It's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love
98Q Country.
She got eyes that cut you like a knife, and her lips that taste like sweet red wine, and her pretty legs go to heaven every time. She got a gentle way that puts me at ease, and when she walks in a room I can hardly breathe. Got a devastated smile like a grown man to his knees. She got one of them idiots, it blows me away. Everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of them idiots, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. Been the type they would ever want to stay. Bring them home at night and they're gone the next day. But that all changed when she walked into my life. And people asking why it is, tell them I don't know. That just something about the woman makes my heart go haywire. She's gonna be my wife. She got one of them idiots, it blows me away. Everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of them idiots, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. That's how I feel. Cause when she loves me,
I'm on top of the world. It's when she loves me. No, I can live forever. And when she loves me, I am untouchable. She got whatever it is. It blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got whatever it is. I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you, I do. You got whatever it is. Oh, you got whatever it is.
It's a great day to be alive.
Rise and shine!
98Q Country.
Wish I had a car. My Gina Riley's gonna notice me. I wish I had a dog. Seen her in the park with the puppy on a string, looking so cute, baby, sooner or later with me. And all my Gina Riley's gonna talk to me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. All my Gina Riley's gonna notice me. All to learn to dance with the hottest moves and the latest styles. Get her on the dance floor and after a while you see. All my Gina Riley's gonna dance with me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. All my Gina Riley's gonna notice me. Gonna write a song, sing about her hair, her lips and her eyes, bring her to tears with my heart. All my Gina Riley's gonna fall for me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. All my Gina Riley's gonna fall for me. Everybody says,
Diamond Rio at 98Q Country, Norma Jean Riley. Country Classics on 98Q brought to you by Park Manor, your home, heart, and history of Park Falls, parkmanorwy.com. And, of course, they're on Facebook, too. Hope your Thursday has some good things going for it. We've got the weather covered for you. Temperature is very nice, acceptable, right through early on next week. Temperature is reaching low 60s, it looks like, today. Probably about 62 or 3. 67 tomorrow, 65 on Saturday, 70s likely Sunday, Monday. Still in the 60s for the most part. Next week, a little bit of a swoon in there, maybe midweek or so. But still some very acceptable temperatures. Yesterday was wonderful. It was wonderful. I don't want to be picky, but it was just a little bit cool. But had to have the hat on and stuff. Took the day off yesterday. Just needed kind of sometimes you just need a day, right? Did some leaf work yesterday, and I have discovered that as I get a little bit older, I'm not old, I'm just getting older, I guess we all are, but as I'm getting old, I realize that kind of my joy in doing outside yard work isn't necessarily about the yard work itself. It's just kind of about, you know, getting exercise, moving around, you know, and stuff like that. I have one of those yards. My house is just one of those places where every single tree that surrounds our property is just an overachieving leaf bearing just monster. We're talking, if I didn't touch the leaves, if I didn't go out and do anything with the leaves, you would walk out and they would probably be knee deep in my yard by the time it was all said and done. That's how many leaves. We don't have any pine trees. We don't have any of those, you know, underachieving trees that keep their pine needles the entire year and they don't change colors. That's not what my neighborhood is all about. My neighborhood is about growing them and chucking them to the ground every fall. And I've decided I do everything I can to, I don't want to haul them away. All right. Cause we got squirrels and chipmunks and gosh knows what else hanging around by the river. They use those, they eat them, they bed what. So I do what I can to put them on the property line. And they are piled up. I would guess if you took every leaf that I had in my yard that I have moved already and you piled it, you could probably walk through it and disappear. You could probably just walk into it and just be gone. So I hope your battle of your leaves is going well. If you live out in the country, you don't have to, you know, what do you do out in the country? When I was a kid, we used to rake the leaves. My dad would burn them in the garden. So the gardening season was over. He'd cultivate it into dirt, and then us kids would haul all the leaves to the garden, and we'd have my dad burn the leaves. We'd all smell like burnt leaves for like a week. It was wonderful. So that's what we did out in the country. The city, there's a little more, you know, planning, preparation, you know, want to have your neighbors' consideration and all that stuff. So for those of you who don't have any leaves that fall in your yard, you don't have any trees, please. So today's keyword is Chuck's. Chuck's Little Station is one of the sponsors of our backyard barbecue. So Chucks, Chuck's Little Station there in Prentice. Always a great place to stop, get what you need. A little food, a little gas, a little whatever you need. So the keyword is Chuck's. If you have not qualified, go ahead and text that word to us. Everyone who has qualified would have received a text that you have qualified. They've all been sent out from all the people who have qualified. So if you have not received that yet, get that free Civic Media app on your phone and tap 98Q Chucks, Chucks. Chucks. Get that to us by the end of the day. We'd love to have you be a part of our backyard barbecue on Wednesday, October 30th at 5:30 at the Lanes here in Park Falls. We missed it yesterday because I wasn't here, so...
And now for our presidential fact of the day.
America.
The good news for you, we're less than 2 weeks away from the election now. We're less than 2 weeks away from hitting that mute button on our TV every time commercials come on. It's just too much. So today's presidential fact of the day, the 38th president of the United States, is a guy named Leslie Lynch King Jr. Now, anytime you see a list of presidents, you always see a name in there and you're like, who's that? I didn't know that person was a president. But what about Leslie Lynch King Jr., also known as Gerald R. Ford? President Ford was named Leslie Lynch King Jr. at birth. Several days after he was born, his parents separated, and he lived with his single mother when he was 3 years old. His mom married a guy named Gerald Rudolph Ford. And although he never formally adopted little Leslie, Gerald R. Ford, the couple began calling him Gerald Rudolph Ford Jr. So until around age 12, Gerald Ford thought that his stepfather was his biological father. And his biological father. So he never legally changed his name until 1935 when he was 22. He also took one F off of the end of his middle name so it wouldn't look so German. So he was born Leslie Lynch King Jr., but later changed his name to Gerald R. Ford, Gerald Rudolph, with two F's originally, but then when he legally had it done, he put one F. Very interesting. We all learned something. I learned something today. Lady Beetle's bugging you out there. Lady Beetle's still moving around, flying around. I didn't see any out when I was moving yesterday, but I don't have a white house. If you've got a white house and you're in the sun, you might as well just, I don't know what you do. They're not going to hurt you. They just kind of stink if you hang around them too long. But at least they're not biting and doing stuff like that. Boy, last night I watched the Minnesota Lynx. Some of you are Minnesota Lynx fans because Wisconsin doesn't have a pro women's basketball team. The WNBA Minnesota Lynx played the New York Liberty last night. I tell you what, they have played three just absolutely incredibly entertaining games. Some of the best basketball games that I've ever seen. And last night was another one. A lady, a player from the Liberty, hit a shot almost like a few feet inside of the midcourt circle to win it. Almost right at the buzzer with like a second left for the Liberty. So pretty cool. I don't think they play again until Saturday. Okay, anything else we got going on today? Any observations from yesterday? Thank you to Gray for filling in at the last minute yesterday for Reality Radio. I've spent the last couple of weeks doing a project in my house, painting the bathroom ceiling. If there's any job, see, I get motivated by a painting job or a project that when it's all done, there's a change, there's a difference. It's aesthetically pleasing. You painted a room and you're like, ooh, that really looks nice. But there's nothing about painting a bathroom ceiling that anybody but you and your people living in your house, well, even if the kids won't notice. But so it's basically a job that me and my wife will notice. So it's I'm somewhat motivated by the job because I know it's a project my wife has been hinting at for years. She said, you know, that bathroom ceiling, you should really. And I just kept putting it off, thinking to myself, the job is above my head, first of all. So I think I have put six coats after scraping the ceiling. You know how bathrooms get, sometimes ceilings, all the condensation. So I had to scrape. And then primer. And then paint. And I know what you're saying, Joel. Well, they make a paint and primer all in one. Well, you have no idea what's going on inside this bathroom. All right? So don't judge me. all I know is if I my whole concept going into this job was if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it to an extent where if it doesn't work, we'll just say, well, then nothing's going to work. You know how sometimes you do a job, you put a coat of paint on, you're like, all right, let's see what happens. Then a couple years later, it peels. You're like, all right, I guess I should put like three coats on it. And then you go do it the way you should do it. So my philosophy on this job was I'm going to do it over the top. So if it still has issues down the road, I can look back and say, well, you know, I put like seven coats of paint on that. You know, I scraped it. What else do you want from me? That's me talking to the house, not my wife. But my wife does appreciate the effort. And I appreciate the pain that comes with the subtle, just the painting above your head in any situation, especially indoors, to me is stressful. Because if you drip paint anywhere, then you got to get down and you got to wipe it off the floor. Well, you got to get everything out of the way, especially in a bathroom. You know, you got towels, you got toothbrushes, so you got to get everything moved out of the way. It is a pain and a tuchus. Telling you that much right now, but it's almost done. So thanks for caring. Appreciate it. And thanks to the two of you who are still listening to that story. Let's get you updated on what's going on. ABC News kicks off our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 19 days to Election Day, but early voting's already begun in 47 states and Washington, D.C. as the presidential candidates continue to make their cases. Vice President Kamala Harris sat for a Fox News interview. She talked about former President Donald Trump describing Democrats as the enemy within.
He has talked about turning the American military on the American people. He has talked about going after people who are engaged in peaceful protest. He has talked about locking people up because they disagree with him. This is a democracy.
Trump took questions from Hispanic voters during a Univision town hall. The Los Angeles Archdiocese making another large payment to victims of sexual abuse by the clergy. The $880 million settlement payment comes against decades of allegations. And three people died, four were seriously hurt when a bridge being prepared for demolition collapsed in Simpson County, Mississippi. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Workers at the Miller Brewery in Milwaukee have ended their week-long strike. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Milwaukee machinists and Molson Coors have reached a deal. Both the company and the union are expressing satisfaction with the new three-year agreement. Specific terms have not been made public. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The number of absentee ballot drop boxes has gone way down in Wisconsin from 4 years ago. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says there were more than 500 drop boxes in more than 430 communities 4 years ago. Now she can only confirm about 78 of them in 42 communities. While that is a steep drop, the number could be higher because there is no requirement for the state's 1,850 local election officials to report the use of drop boxes, according to Wolf. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey, everybody, Joel Karnick. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 10 for news, fun, and laughs right here on the 98Q Morning Show.
The Packers with a new place kicker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers signed place kicker Brandon McManus after he was cleared by the NFL last week. Two flight attendants aboard a Jaguars team plane to London last year accused McManus of sexual assault. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says he trusts the league's findings.
Yeah, I think I'm, you know, going through the details with them. And I'm not going to get into the details, but we felt very good about their investigation and what they got out of it to make us comfortable with this move.
McManus worked out with the team and says he's grateful to be back in the NFL.
It's been a difficult time these past couple months, and I'm happy that it's in the past now. I was hoping and working hard for another opportunity. I'm extremely grateful for the Green Bay Packers for giving me that next chance to come back out here and play the game I love.
NBA, the Bucks and the Mavericks tonight in Dallas in the final preseason game. Doc Rivers hoping his team improves on defense. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Attention bidders, the Heckman in-house online auction is happening now at their auction house in downtown Phillips. Hurry, bidding starts and ends this Thursday, October 17th at 7 p.m. Join them for a special preview from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. prior at Heckman's on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Discover amazing lots including art prints, beer memorabilia, clothing, collectibles, sterling silver jewelry, furs, and more. Don't miss out. View all the items at HeckmanAuction.com and download their free mobile app for easy online bidding. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
Northwoods Service Center is your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun. Whether it's time to play or time to pack away, don't settle for less. Get your whole watercraft winterized by a certified power sports technician. Bring Jared your boat and your outboard motor. He's the one you want working the whole checklist and protecting your investment with the highest quality shrink wrap. They'll even park it for you and keep it safe at the new Northwoods Service Center storage lot. Get your boat taken care of, winterized, wrapped, and stored at Northwoods Service Center next to Valley Laundry in Park Falls. 715-518-9118.
With Progressive, you get more than savings. You get access to us through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
Oh, I see what you're doing here, Jamie. Giving me all these ways to stay in touch so I have no excuse not to. Well, you're in luck, because this guy's in the market for a new BFF.
Actually, all our customers can contact us this way.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just kidding.
But I am always up for Taco Pizza!
Jinx!
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Sunny and windy today, our high right around 65 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, clear breezy, 44. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
All right, let's talk a little Shawamigan School here every Thursday morning. Right around 7:40 here, we get Kyle Cronin here, our district administrator, to update us on what's going on with Shawamigan Schools. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Joel.
Summer just doesn't want to let go here,
no,
does it?
No, it looks like 70 on Sunday. It's
I know.
It's a beautiful weather yet. Yeah, we had a couple of cold shots here, but nothing too bad.
Yeah, I said earlier this morning, I said parents of football kids or band members or cheerleaders who had to be at games, they got lucky this year. Boy, there hasn't been one snowmobile suit game all year.
You know, Harold Herbst, our director of transportation, just recently attended a National Weather Service seminar.
Okay.
On basically on winter weather and some of those things, and he told me they changed the wind chill warning guide.
Yeah,
this
I
year.
Saw that.
So we're gonna have a cold advisory and an extreme cold advisory and an extreme cold warning. So
no more wind chill watches or warnings. They took that out.
Extreme cold. So anyhow, let's get on with a few things. We have a lot of schedule changes to talk about today,
right,
Joel.
Okay.
Tonight we have football versus Phillips. We also have a middle school choir and concert. Choir and band concert tonight up at the North Campus. So a couple of things going on tonight, and it's a meet the teacher night with this. I believe they got a spaghetti dinner. So meet the teacher tonight up at North Campus, 4 to 7. Spaghetti dinner 5. Concert begins at 7. And again, we also have a home game versus Phillips tonight. We moved that up just so that the WIAA could take care of football playoff seating.
Yeah.
And along with that, tomorrow night, we are hosting Phillips at home.
A little add-on volleyball game at the end.
Add-on volleyball tomorrow night. And volleyball, for the first time in recent memory, is hosting a playoff game on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
They're the number 8 seed. They're going to be facing off against Crandon, the number 9 seed. So,
all right.
Some good changes coming up here. We're going to... are you guys going to be down at the game tonight?
We will be there. Yep, the game will be right here on 98Q, and that has a huge implication. Phillips can win the conference championship outright if they get that, and Shawamigan can play a spoiler, maybe.
Shawamigan can play the spoiler. I got to just stop you there before you get too ahead of yourself, Joel, on that. But yes, we're looking forward to that, and hopefully maybe the little spoiler action coming.
It'll be a fun game.
Couple other things we have going on. We are certainly still looking for substitute teachers, paraprofessionals, bus drivers. Also looking for a bus driver and food service up at North Campus. So a couple of open positions. Our Shawamigan High School Leo Club has a Learn to Connect on Halloween. And that's, again, that program where they'll help you out with your tech needs. Winter sports, of course, are coming up, but we still have some fall sports to get done. But if you are a winter athlete, hockey, basketball, wrestling, make sure you get your WIA paperwork done. And again, we've got a Veterans Day program coming up in a few weeks. That'll be on Monday, November 11th on Veterans Day itself. And then just once again, some football action tonight versus Phillips. Merriwood Conference Championship Cross Country is at Prentice at 4 o'clock this evening. We've got volleyball tomorrow night at home versus Phillips. We've got volleyball at home on Tuesday the 22nd versus Crandon in WIA round 1 playoff action. And we've added a football game because we are able to add one yet to our schedule. And we are going to be playing Thorpe on Friday at 7 p.m. Cross-country sectionals, and that's next Friday, the 25th.
Right.
Cross-country sectionals on the 26th at Solon Springs, and I won't get too far ahead of myself, but a lot happening. We do have a little girls' basketball action as well for the middle school at Butternut tomorrow night.
They're winding down their season, and the winter athletes are starting to gear up and making sure they're in the weight room and getting things rolling for wrestling and basketball and all that stuff. Exciting time.
You know, Joel, we do play hockey indoors,
and
which means we don't need cold weather and snow outdoors right away.
That's right. That's right. All right, Kyle, thank you for coming.
You have a great day.
Appreciate it. Kyle Cronin, District Administrator for the Shawamigan School District. He comes in each Thursday morning right around 7:40 to get you updated on everything going on here at our Shawamigan School. You can always go to the website, csdk12.net, for all kinds of information on the Screaming Eagles.
98Q Country.
Used to love this view, sit here and drink a few. Main Street in the high school, lit up on Friday night. Down there it's another touchdown, man, this year's team is stout. I can hear them going crazy, and up here so am I. Thinking about you sitting there saying, I hate this, I hate it. If you couldn't stand living here, why'd you take it, take it? Hometown, this is my hometown. All the colors of my youth, the red, the green, the hope, the truth, are beating me black and blue, cause you're in every scene. My friends try to cheer me up, I get together at the Pizza Hut. I didn't have the heart to tell, that was our place. These sleepy street lights on every sidewalk, side street, shed a light on everything that used to be. Give me back my hometown, cause this is my hometown, cause this is my hometown.
What's up, y'all? It is your boy Jelly Roll.
I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
I'll only live cowgirl, never gonna settle on down, girl.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
98Q Country.
run from prejudice, I run from pessimists, but I run too late.
A light jog anyway. Lady Antebellum, Run to You at 98Q Country. Hope your Thursday has some good things going for it. Weekend's going to be great. Make a plan to get out, go to a park, go hiking, maybe go to Copper Falls, maybe do the St. Peter's Dome trek, go out to Sober, whatever it may be. Make sure it's something, at the very least, that you're just outside. All right, because I think you're going to enjoy it. Wind might be rustling around a little bit out there, but temperatures in the 60s and even low 70s as we get into Sunday and Monday. We're very excited here at 98Q. You've been hearing him the last couple of days. Mike McKay is officially our new midday guy. We had a little replay. We want to thank Laura McKenna for filling in there for a little bit. Her schedule didn't work out for her to do that. So we are very excited to have Mike McKay. I have 40-plus years in radio, and I've known Mike. I knew him when I first started out in radio, and then everything comes full circle. You know how it is sometimes, where whatever occupation you are in, people that you knew earlier in your career come back later, and I'm very excited to have Mike with us, and of course, Gray in the afternoon. I don't think we've ever had a stretch. It's been a long time. We've had some really good announcers here, obviously. DJ Rick, as much as it hurts me to, you know, to admit it once in a while, DJ Rick, one of those. but as far as three Wisconsin guys, local guys, and I don't think 98Q WCQM has had has had it better than right now. I don't. I would say Greg Gunderson number one, Mike McKay two, and then the morning show guy, you know, just basically just kind of feeling the love and just hanging in there. So we are just thrilled. 6 a.m. to Gray's shift, which ends at 7 at night. Just some great local programming. I encourage you, if you don't tune in during the day, to give us a shot and keep it here local. We've got some of our stuff we do on our 98Q website, which has just been updated and has some good stuff on there. Be patient with us on there because just yesterday they rebooted some stuff, and check back if you don't see what you like or what you want on there as far as some archived audio, because they're updating that all the time. So very excited. Our 98Q Country newsletter is out. This is something that our morning show puts out once a week, and it involves just like three or four stories that we think are of interest to you here in northern Wisconsin. And it involves a weather forecast, little personality profile. It's just a very simple little thing, but it's free. And it comes into your email inbox once a week. So if you haven't done so, go to 98qcountry.com/newsletter and just put your name and email in there. And you'll get an email from me once a week with some stories that I think might be of interest to you. Some of them you'd be like, Joel, you missed it. I don't like that one. But there's be some good stuff in there too. So it comes directly from me in the morning show. 98qcountry.com/newsletter to get your weekly free update.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
For reliable auto service, visit Jay's Automotive on Highway 13 in Park Falls. From tires to transmissions, their ASE certified technicians handle it all. With almost a decade of trusted service, they offer quality repairs at affordable prices. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, with towing available. Jay's Automotive, they'll get you back on the road.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Fall Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from October 11th through the 21st. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, if you're leaving a job, unless it's like truly a terrible worst case scenario, it's a good practice to leave your job on the best terms possible. I mean, you never know what or who you might need later. So here are my four steps for leaving a job without burning a bridge. Number one, start by talking first to your direct manager. Now, you don't have to go into great detail about why you're leaving or what you're going to do next, but a when you're leaving and some version of a why should be in there. And 2 weeks' notice is the polite minimum standard for leaving a job. Step two, email your resignation to HR and include your end date. Step three, now if you are a manager, your direct reports should be the next folks you talk to after you and your boss have put together a plan. And finally, do the best work you can so you leave on the best terms possible. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
98Q Country.
Last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we
said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I said I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. No way it was the last night that we break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff.